Good afternoon. Let me read a few verses from the ending of the story just before what Bracken read. This is from verse 39, while Jesus is still in Sychar, and all the people had come up from the city to see him. The men had come up from the city. They had heard her testimony. They came up to see him. And it says, "And from that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word the woman had shared, her testimony, when she said, 'He told me all things that I've done.' So when the Samaritans came to him, they were asking him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 more days. And many more believed because of his word. And they were saying, in the languages that they were saying repeatedly to the woman, so there's like an excitement, 'It is no longer because of what you said that we believe. For we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world.'" That's really an important statement. And you understand that's what the expectation was. We've sort of created a different gospel in some ways where we think about Jesus being the Savior of those who are saved, that we're saved, and therefore he's saved. He died for the world, but we're the ones who are saved. But the truth is that the difference between heaven and hell is that heaven's going to be filled with believers, but hell's going to be filled with unbelievers. But Jesus saved the whole world. That was the expectation. And the word there is cosmos. And cosmos means the whole world, the whole thing. And not just humanity, but everything about the fallen world. So let me just read some verses to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I just want you to see the vastness of what God came to accomplish. This is verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 5. Now remember, God plunged into the worst of our fallenness. We're coming into the whole season of the incarnation again with Advent, and that God's solution for our salvation was to clothe himself with our humanity, to become one of us. It's important that you understand that Jesus as human was crucified and as human was raised. And there's forever a resurrected human being sitting among the Father and the Holy Spirit. But because you and I were in his humanity, it was our humanity he clothed himself with, therefore we're there in him. And so God's solution was to come, plunge himself into man's fallenness, clothe himself in our broken and fallen humanity, and to rescue us by taking that broken and fallen humanity to the cross, sin being paid for, reconciling us to God, crucifying the broken human being, the old humanity, burying it, and then raising up in him, his resurrection, a whole new humanity. And that's why Jesus is forever human. And we're forever in union with him, the human God. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, notice the language, verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us. Now it's interesting that Paul says that the love of Christ compels us, controls us. But this is what he understood about the love of Christ that so blew him away, that caused him to be just compelled and controlled by this love of Jesus. For the love of Christ controls us, having come to the conclusion, this conclusion, the love of Christ has wrecked me and now controls my life, Jesus is saying. That one died for all, we don't have a problem believing that, right? Jesus died for everyone, therefore everyone died. One died for all, therefore all died. All of fallen, broken humanity. He was the Savior of the world, not just the Savior of the saved, but the Savior of the world. That one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live. Now, what's the difference between the fact he died for all, therefore all died? What's the difference between the saved and the unsaved? Is that it requires personal faith. God can purchase a gift and accomplish a gift, but unless we receive the gift, it doesn't become ours personally. And he died for all that they who live should no longer live for themselves. Wow. Set free from fallen humanity. The reason behind every moment of misery you have ever known is because you were living for yourself in that moment. You were self-consumed. Whether that self-consumption was about just total greed or pride or arrogance or what you can take, or how you feel sorry for yourself or your self-rejection. It's all self-centeredness. He died for all that they should live, who live, would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on our behalf. So we become Christ conscious instead of so self-conscious. Therefore, from now on, we don't recognize people according to the flesh anymore. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone's in Christ, that person's a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God. It's all grace. Who reconciled us to himself through Christ. God the Father did it all, reconciled us to himself through Christ. How did that happen? We couldn't reconcile ourselves to God, so Jesus became us and did our part and God's part. He reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us this ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. He's committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were entreating through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He's reconciled us to himself. And our message is to tell people, now believe that. You don't have to do anything. He's done it all. It's all from God. He's reconciled you to himself through Christ. He's crucified the old humanity. He's raised up a whole new humanity. You're in Christ. You, lost person, you've been placed into Christ. And there's now created for you a whole new humanity. Will you believe that? Will you receive that gift? And therefore, no longer have to live for yourselves anymore, but for him who died and rose again on our behalf. Heaven and hell are going to be filled with forgiven sinners, not counting their trespasses. We've been forgiven. But the difference again is heaven's filled with believers. Hell's filled with unbelievers. Wow, you mean he didn't trust us to work our way out of our mess? No, he did it all. And all that's required of us is to believe. To every person that you've met, every person that you've known, every evil person in terms of doing evil stuff, there has been provided for them. Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you can be also. He provided for a place for them in him too. For if one died for all died, and all were raised up in Christ. That's what's so sad and so tragic about someone who's lost because they've been saved and don't know it. Or if they hear about it, they reject it. Nothing worse than a saved person living lost the rest of eternity. This is Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus, and through Jesus to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. See, one day we'll see a new heaven and a new earth. I think the best book ever been written about heaven is the one by Randy Alcorn called Heaven. And he explains what the scripture makes really clear is that heaven for us, the eternal heavens, is going to be the new heaven, new earth. It's going to be an earth that's been cleansed. And you're going to walk in Selma or wherever you want to walk, and there's not going to be any danger. There's not going to be any brokenness. There's not going to be any briars. There's not going to be anything that can hurt you. Because Jesus accomplished that too. He made all things new. But we're just seeing its manifestation in time as time goes by. We'll see that manifestation too. He reconciled all things, both in heaven and on earth. He cleansed it all. When the Jews, these were half Jews, but when the Samaritans, one thing they did understand, they said, when they had Jesus stay for a couple of days, and they told the woman, look, we don't believe anymore just because what you said. We believe because we said what he said to us. What he did among us, what he said to us, what we heard, and now we know that he's the savior of the world. Is getting rid of Putin going to be the savior of the world, or China, or in the end, is that going to make everything better finally? Is it going to finally be safe? If we elect the right person, are we going to finally be safe? No, because we'll eventually elect the wrong person, whoever that is. You understand? The Savior of the world is Jesus. But you understand the whole world. He didn't, when he said perfect, he meant perfect at the cross. Every human being's brokenness was taken care of in Christ at the cross, in the burial, in his resurrection, and his ascension. Every human being has been, there's been a whole new humanity and a whole new cosmos that will emerge too. He's the Savior of the world. And that means the world, if he's the Savior of the world, he's the Savior of the who? The world. So every person that you see, including Christians, of course, there's a new creation there waiting to come forth. For believers, we've entered into it personally and we're growing in that. To an unbeliever, we can say, do you know that you don't have to live this life? That it's all already been taken care of? And all you have to do is believe? And you can be a whole new self? Not by trying. It'll be a transformation as you enter in over time, but it's already been taken care of. Jesus is the Savior of the world. That's just mind-blowing. And Paul said it was that revelation that God would love the world that much. That revelation of God's love that just wrecked him and then just took control of his life. And he said, therefore, the result was, he said, I never saw any human being again the way I used to see them, according to who they are in the flesh. Wow, it's transformative. He said, I see who they are in light of what Jesus has done, and I'm appealing to them, surrender to the reconciliation that God's already accomplished. Be the new creation that God's already created for you in Christ. He said, I don't recognize anybody according to the flesh anymore. I see them in light of what Jesus has done for them already. I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty. I think I'm stuck in this hole. Oh, let me give you, share this with you. And you can spread the word. I'll spread the word more. Talked to Craig in TC. He had the appointment with the physician in Denver. The appointment could not have gone better. The plan was always to go there, talk to the physician. Then they schedule for him to come back to do whatever they're going to do. They don't know when they're supposed to come back yet, but having spent time with Craig, this doctor gave word to whoever's the schedule, his physician assistant, get him in as soon as you can. And so he says, we have cancellations because, and so we'll, the first one, so he, it may be a 2 month schedule, but we're praying that at any moment he could call him and say, gotta come, can you come back? It'll be a 1 day event when he goes back. They'll do an MRI. They'll do a procedure. And he said, I know what you have. I'm 100% sure. And I'm convinced that we can do something about it. Isn't that amazing? So you can only imagine that there, after all these years, he's much, and physicians have meant well. I'm sure that was true with the woman with the issue of blood. But Craig's like the woman, issue of blood, that for 18 years, you've suffered at the hands of so many physicians who didn't know what they were doing, didn't even believe what you were saying, many. Had not a clue how to do anything about it. And this guy said, I'm 100% sure this is what's going on. And he said, even if I can't see it, I know what it is because he sees hundreds of people around the world have the same stuff and we can do something about it. So, amen? Good day.